Think we're about ready to get started. Last panel in the morning. I'd like to introduce the moderator for the panel today. Bob Webster is a private practitioner who specializes in white-collar defense here in town. He has an illustrious history, beginning with me teaching him about criminal law in 1984 at the Department of Justice, and I feel responsible for a lot of crap that's happened since then, unfortunately.
You know, all of the Fifth Circuit said that those closing arguments were harmless error. They were error.
But they frowned upon them. So Bob was the criminal chief here in the Northern District of Texas for quite a long time, I think over 10 years. He was a line prosecutor in that office before that. And prior to that, he was an attorney with the Department of Justice's antitrust section, and he officed here in Dallas for them, and then was hired by the U.S. Attorney's Office here. Bob is truly one of the most highly regarded practitioners in the county, in the state, and was honored recently by the Bar Association as what, Man of the Year or Guy with a Mustache of the Year, something like that.
Best mustache.
Yep. Anyway, I'm going to turn it over to Bob, and he can introduce the rest of the panel.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. We've got a distinguished panel. We have an empty seat at the end because the U.S. Attorney's representative was unable to attend. So, but on my immediate left, of course, is Lorinda, who you've had the opportunity to meet. What Jim Letton did not state is that she's recently been named a professor at Harvard Law School for the fall. Way to go, Jim. She didn't tell me that either, but I found it out. And it's in this salient subject matter, is it not? What is it? Government investigations?
Corporate criminal investigations.
In the course of this panel, it's going to be very casual. Do not hesitate to interrupt us, seek questions, seek clarity. We've got about 8 or 9 scattered topics, so feel free to jump in and ask about that topic when we're talking about it. Next to Lorinda, of course, is Nick Bunch, who also has an illustrious career. He was a Texas A&M graduate. The Harvard on the Brazos, and a UT law school graduate. He was a computer science major at A&M with a Bachelor of Science, and that is carried over into his work as a private practitioner. And before that, assistant U.S. attorney here in the Northern District of Texas after a short career at Fish and Richardson. Is that right, Nick? Law clerk for the great Judge Patrick Higginbotham, one of my favorite Fifth Circuit judges, who is now on his 40th year on the bench. Close, Nick?
We're close to 50.
50.
Yeah.
The guy's timeless and just excellent. At the U.S. Attorney's Office, he rose to deputy criminal chief, a variety of other positions, generally a complex complex prosecutions over time. Am I leaving anything out, Nick?
No.
Okay. To the far left is Tony Box, who, after I give you his resume, you will also agree that he is the most interesting man, if not in this room, in the world. He has recently come to Dallas. He is a partner at Gray Reed. But that's just the short end of the story. He's emphasized in Gray Reed and white collar and complex matters. Having started his career many years ago after an accounting degree at Morehouse College at the FBI, he served in the FBI as a financial investigator. He's got extensive experience in financial crimes and forensic examiner certifications at the Bureau, served as an expert witness on many occasions. He would be a tremendous resource for any of y'all looking for somebody with that level of experience. But it didn't end there. In the tail end of his FBI career, he obtained his law degree from SLU, St. Louis University.